All right. This is a special meeting, Board of Uinta County Commissioners, being held in the large conference room in the commission office. It is 11:32 on the 11th day of February, 2026. Our first call to business is awarding an invitation for bid on UC 2601, Scale Computing Hyper-Converged Infrastructure Nodes. Trina.
So earlier today in the work session, we had the bids open for the scale computing hyper-converged infrastructure nodes. We only received one bid. We requested the same day approval for the IFB due to the nature of the IT equipment and software pricing, which can fluctuate daily. Based on industry standards and vendor discussions, quotes are typically valid for only a few days because of the price. And the VALTA pricing limits vendor participation in the IFBs. I'm happy that we even got one because it sounded like from the vendors, this is a very volatile market right now. We received one bid, which was reviewed by both purchasing and the IT department to confirm if all the mandatory requirements were met, which they were. We are requesting that the commission award the IFB to Ramses Storage Solution in the amount of $80,928 and authorize execution of the service agreement to the project scope of work, pending review and approval by the legal office.
Sorry, did you say 80,000?
Yes, that's correct.
And this is a one-year thing, or what is?
Three. So, commissioners, we have a hyperconverged solution that allows us to use virtual machines. So, every year for 4 years, we replace two nodes: one in this building, one at the public safety complex. So this is the year to do the replacement, and that way no one server ends up being older than 5 years. Every server gets replaced every 5 years, basically. And so that fifth year, we're hoping that we can balance out our budget a little bit by doing our backup piece at that same time, and hopefully that everything works out that way. But that's what this is that it's actually two different nodes. One that's going to be located physically in this building, one physically located at the public safety complex. And they run all of our servers from database entry to public safety complex infrastructure and Motorola Flex, everything and anything like that.
And how long is this for?
So this server will be good for 5 years.
No, how long is this?
These two servers.
$80,000. Is that a service agreement for 5 years?
It's physical equipment.
Oh, okay.
Physical equipment with software support on it for 5 years.
Okay.
And the support is included in that one.
Yeah, in the cost of the $80,000.
That's all we know probably.
Yep.
And then when we replace it in 5 years, we replace it with a similar machine, similar node with 5 years of support as well.
Whatever the latest, greatest is.
Yeah.
It's lights flashing in the closet somewhere.
That is true.
That is true.
That is true.
Right.
So in this, it just said with support.
Life of the node?
The life of the node. I mean, we can request it to be only 3 years, but they will support it 5 years and possibly longer, but for sure the 5 years is this.
And so that bid, that quote amount includes that support?
Correct.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I just thought it said support, so I just wondered what.
It doesn't spell out in the quote that it's 5 years of support?
Did it?
Oh,
I thought it just said plus support or something like that. So I just wondered what that meant.
I can check, but I'm pretty sure that we specified 5 years.
Okay. And we might have said that, and he might have, that was his intent. He didn't say that.
And we can, when we order, clarify that.
Yeah.
That is the design.
Any questions? Do I have a motion?
I would make the motion that we award the invitation, or we award the bid to Ramses Storage Solution.
I'll try it again.
I make a motion that we award the bid UC 26-01, the scale computing hyper converged infrastructure nodes, to Ramses Storage. and I already forgot it. Ramses Storage what?
Solutions.
Solutions. In the amount of $80,928. It's a 5-year contract with equipment and support.
Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
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 Okay. Next one is approval of the ambulance service in Uinta Basin. I'm cheating on this one a little bit because Scott's here. What you got to say, Scott? Educate us.
Well, I first want to just thank the commission. This is a new state law that all ambulance agencies in the state of Utah have to get support from their local municipalities that they serve. And so what we're asking for is just a letter of support to renew our existing infrastructure for 911 in a facility. And we appreciate Commissioner Larson and all the commissioners for learning about this new language from the state, but also participating in this letter of support for renewal of Gold Cross Ambulance's ambulance licensure. So that's what it's all about.
So, Scott, if I may ask some questions.
Yes.
What does this letter require from a local government agency?
So it just requires support of the existing ambulance agency for what they're doing currently. So 911 and interfacility transports.
So because there was discussion about Uinta Basin coming in with their ambulance, so if we write a letter of support, does that mean we don't support that, or can we do both at the same time? Is it different?
That's a really great question. So the law, the language in the law specifically states.
Will you tell me the law?
I'd have to look it up, but it's a long statute number, but I can get it to you. It specifically says that the original provider gets first option for all 911 and interfacility transports, and so you can't piecemeal it half and half. It's all or nothing. Now the existing ambulance service can say, hey, we no longer want to do that, and then we can entertain bids from elsewhere. But it kind of protects that first entity's right for the service.
So it would be your choice. It'd be Gold Cross's choice.
Correct.
If they would allow that. Okay.
Correct.
However.
And so all we're asking for is just language in a letter just saying we support the existing service for renewal.
And is this something that will have to be done annually?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years?
Yeah.
And this is also in that?
Yeah. And so for our renewal process, we had to get letters from Naples City, Vernal City, and now we're just requesting from Uinta County.
Have they supplied those letters yet?
They have.
They have. Okay.
And what I have done is spoken with the head of licensing out at the state EMS, and I got somewhat of a different story, so I've got to do some looking and talking with her again this week, well, hopefully in the next 48 hours, so I can get you a letter. But she advised, yes, they could request for a variance for Roosevelt Ambulance to come to UBH, pick their patient up, and take them back.
And that would not require the
you guys
support
signing
of Gold
that,
Cross?
That's where we're having issues, because we don't know. He's reading the law to me, and she's the one that's supposed to be enforcing it, and she told me a quite a bit different story. So I've got to double check. I personally haven't looked at the law in depth.
I would.
But regardless,
we just need approval to write them a letter, whatever we find out.
Yeah. And the tricky part, too, is the state only allows us to engage with the municipalities within a 3-month process of our expiration date. And so we don't have a lot of time.
Right.
And is that March? I think this
is
March.
Yeah, the end of March is when our license is up, correct.
And this is the only letter you're waiting for is Uinta County,
right?
All right, I'm slow, I admit it. So with that, what I would like to do is approve the letter for Gold Cross.
The writing of the letter?
Yes. That'd be a good idea. With the input, of course, from our legal department to make sure we're covered. And I will, since I got to go out to the city, I'll touch base with them probably tomorrow in person out of EMS. And get the real lowdown and research that law pretty good tonight when I get out there. So we know what we're doing instead of he said, she said.
Right.
Because I'm not going to disagree with him at all. You know, they deal in that 100%. So I'm not going to say right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just going what I was told by the person in charge. And that it's another one of those laws. This is the law. We'll figure out what we got to do once we get it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous nowadays.
Yeah, let's find that out. I don't think to write a letter is not going to take much. I think we can get that done very quickly.
Yeah,
quick. Let's just get that information and then we can do that.
Are you ready? I'm going to make a motion. I know how to do this still. Approval of ambulance service in the Illinois Basin ladder to be submitted to Gold Cross Ambulance and State EMS after authorization or review by our county attorney's office. Quite frankly, I'll end up writing a letter probably. As soon as I get some answers for you.
Yeah.
So we have a motion on the table. Do we have any discussion? Further discussion?
No, I think it's good. I think Gold Cross is amazing. We need to follow up on that. Just need to make sure the water's going to pull back. Even raise the law, John's going to instruct you.
The other way around, but pretty close. Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
I move we adjourn.
So may.